It's time to get your news on. We are VK1 WIA.
As the man said, it is time. It's time for the WIA National News for week commencing March 10, 2024. This week, WIA Secretary Peter, VK8ZZ, WIA Contest Manager for the John Moyle Field Day, Dennis, WIA Affiliated Clubs Coordinator, Angelo, Victor Kilo 2, November, Whiskey Tango. But wait. There's more, much, much more in this edition of news from the Wireless Institute of Australia. I'm Editor Graham, VK4BB.
Australia's ham radio news station. We are VK1WIA.
This is Peter, VK8ZZ. The current database used by the Australian Communications and Media Authority to record amateur licences is no longer being used for individual and club call signs. Now that we have moved to a class license, the ACMA have ruled out maintaining any such database for amateurs in Australia. I have been contacted by many dissatisfied amateurs that have written to their local federal member to request the reinstatement of the amateur call signs in the ACMA Register of Radio Licenses database. Whilst the board do not have any formal position, I too have written to my local federal member urging them to reinstate this essential service. The Wireless Institute of Australia are now looking at producing a call book for use by amateurs. The last call book was printed over 5 years ago, and we would like to hear from amateurs as to the method to be utilised for inclusion or exclusion of details in the call book. Such things as, should we include an amateur's name? Should we exclude an address? Should we just include a postcode? The amateur license level of proficiency? Should it be an opt-in or an opt-out model? Please send your thoughts for consideration to the secretary at wia.org.au. The board of the WIA will be considering what information will be included in the call book and the option of opting in or opting out of inclusion in future editions of the call book. Now, the September-October edition of Amateur Radio Magazine had some issues which were referred to the printer. These issues included paper creases, ghost images, poor colour reproduction and a number of other issues. The board apologised for these issues and have noted an improvement in recent editions. Please email the board and the editor with any issues that you may wish to raise about the quality of the magazine. The Wireless Institute are currently also looking for an application developer to assist the IT committee with a number of projects. Any members who are proficient in application development are encouraged to contact the secretary. WIA Merit Awards will be nominated at this year's annual general meeting to be held in Bundaberg over the long weekend of the 4th and 5th of May 2024. They will close shortly. So if you know someone that has made a contribution to amateur radio that you feel should be recognised with an award, then please let us know. A nomination form is available on the WIA website and a link is available in the text version of this broadcast. This has been WIA Director and Company Secretary Peter Clee, VK8ZZ, from Darwin in the Top End.
Hi everyone, this is Angelo, VK2NWT, WIA Affiliated Clubs Coordinator. As mentioned by WIA President Scott Williams in last week's broadcast, the commencement of the new insurance year for WIA affiliated clubs starts on the 1st of April, which is now only 3 weeks away. Accordingly, this is another reminder that WIA affiliation on an ongoing basis requires that at least 25% of your club's membership are also current members of the WIA. The process for advising the WIA of your membership is very easy. The nominated person in your club should log on to your WIA club page and navigate to the bottom where you will find the club membership list now appears. In the drop-down box, enter the call signs of all your club members. Those club members that don't have a call sign should have the letters SWL entered alongside their name. The WIA will then cross-reference those call signs to determine your club's WIA membership level. An email detailing this process will be sent to all WIA affiliated clubs shortly. As I have banged on in the past, it is therefore vital that your club's contact details are in fact up to date and accurate so that you don't miss out on the correspondence that both the WIA and Gippsinshaw will be sending you. Finally, something for all clubs to consider. With the transition to class licensing and the abolition of annual license fees, we are all much better off now by at least $55 every year. So why not encourage other members in your club to put those savings to good use and join the WIA and bolster those numbers in your club? You can view the WIA policy on club affiliation and how to join on the WIA webpage or follow the links in the text version of this segment. As always, if you have any questions about this issue or WIA affiliation matters in general, don't hesitate to contact me via email at vk2nwt@gmail.com. This has been Angelo, VK2NWT for WIA National News.
We are VK1WIA. Now, international news with VK2LAW Jason.
Leading this week's international news, Bob Heil, Kilo 9 Echo India Delta, Silent Key. The man who defined the sound of live rock and roll music and brought audio engineering principles into mainstream amateur radio use, Dr. Bob Heil, Kilo 9 Echo India Delta, has passed away at the age of 83. He was an ARRL Life member and in the ARRL Maxim Society. A Facebook post from Heil Ham Radio paid tribute to their founders. Bob fought a valiant year-long battle with cancer and passed peacefully, surrounded by his family. Heil founded Heil Sound in 1966, through which he created the template for modern concert sound systems for musicians like The Grateful Dead, The Who, Joe Walsh and Peter Frampton. The talk box used on iconic live record Frampton Comes Alive was one of Heil's designs. His audio engineering products have been featured in the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, and he was honoured in 2007 with the Parnelli Audio Innovator Award for his impact on the live sound industry. A fire has destroyed a transmitter building serving WCMU Public Media, knocking off the air one of its FM signals and one of its TV stations in the USA, and it may take months to get them back up. Licensed to Central Michigan University, the organisation serves the central and northern parts of the state. The fire took down the signals of the 92-kilowatt FM station WCML and its TV station WCML Channel 6. It also said the cause of the fire was unknown. Ireland and the world. St. Patrick's Day is almost upon us. In fact, Sunday, March 17. And that means Golf Bravo 3 Sierra Papa Delta will be on the air from the Emerald Isle. 12 noon on the 15th of March to 12 noon on the 18th of March. Many people worldwide annually celebrate St. Patrick's Day by going green, with many amateurs running special event stations as part of the festivities. St. Patrick's Day is a celebration of legendary Irish saint and a national holiday in Ireland. That's all about fun and celebration. So join the fun at Golf Bravo 3 Sierra Papa Delta, St. Patrick's Day. Now to Florida in the USA, amateur radio on the International Space Station had a big celebration recently in Florida, and Newsline's Neil Rapp, Whiskey Bravo 9 Victor Papa Golf, was fortunate to attend.
Harris celebrated the positive impact of 40 years of amateur radio on human spaceflight at its conference held late last month at the Center for Space Education Astronauts Memorial Foundation near the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. 110 leaders, volunteers, and fans of the program gathered to hear and see memorabilia from the past four decades and got a look into how to rocket into the future. Keynote speaker Richard Garriott, XW5KWQ, inspired the group toward a bold future and passed his license exam at the conference to become relicensed. His previous license had lapsed not long ago. Ham TV will return on the next ISS supply mission, SpaceX 30, scheduled for mid-March, and be returned to service soon after. From Kennedy Space Center, Florida, this is Neil Rapp, WB9 VPG.
From Cape Canaveral to India's spaceport, India has named four Air Force pilots who have been shortlisted to travel on that country's maiden spaceflight scheduled for 2025. The mission aims to send three of the astronauts to an orbit of 400 kilometres and bring them back after 3 days. When it succeeds, India will become only the fourth country to send a human into space after the Soviet Union, the US and China. Still in India, we learn that two amateur radio operators have come to the rescue of a patient on board a train and provided him with medicines which he urgently needed. A Bengali man and his brother boarded the Secunderabad Shalimar Express train. But as the journey began, the man's condition worsened and he complained of pain in the neck, forehead and could not speak. A doctor on board the train checked him and suggested some medicine, which could not be obtained by any means as the train could not be stopped. A few phone calls and internet exchanges saw, yes, you've guessed it, because this lifesaver has been mentioned many a time on WIA National News, West Bengal Radio Club Secretary Ambarish Nagbiswas, VU2JFA, and member of the IAG, responded to the message. He then contacted a Hyderabad-based ham operator, VU2 Echo Foxtrot November, and requested his help explaining the situation. The train was scheduled to halt at close to VU2 EFN's QTH at 3:10 p.m. The time on hand to procure the medicine and catch the train was just 1 hour. Biswas gave Lakit the details of the train coach, berth number, etc., and he brought the medicine he was told to procure and reached the railway station just in time. He handed over the medicine to the doctor, much to the relief of the patient. Both train travellers reached their destination safe and sound. Ham radio operators, always dependable in times of emergency.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, operational news with VK4FUQ, Felix.
Hello there. Now, ContestWise 2024, Africa All-Mode International DX Contest. 1200 hours UTC on Saturday 16 March to 1200 hours on Sunday 17 March. Both single and multi-operator stations may operate for the entire 24-hour period. There are no mandated breaks in operating time required whatsoever. The objective of this all-mode contest is to stimulate contesting from Africa, and all participating stations worldwide may work any country during the contest period. Bands 160, 80, 40, 20, 15 and 10 metres. In accordance with your country and specific licensing requirements governing the portion of these bands that you may use. No contest QSOs are allowed on 12, 17, 30 or 60 metres. Africa All-Mode International DX Contest March 16-17. Also March 16-17, but closer to home, our John Moore contest looms.
This is Dennis, VK4AE, Contest Manager for the John Moore 2024. This year's contest will be held between 0010 GMT Saturday the 6th to 0059 GMT Sunday the 17th. AR Magazine date is wrong. I'm sorry I made a mistake. This year, we have the problem of getting together in the same place due to the recent fires or even flood damage. And as the purpose of the field day is to provide training and experience in emergency situations, I hope that besides a little inconvenience, that's all will go smoothly when operating the station in the field. Amateurs are a mighty resourceful lot, and no doubt many will have operated with Wison and SES over the last few months. So this contest just provides more practice. As the contest nears for this year, I can only hope that the dreary weather in many parts of Australia have not been too cruel, and that good activity on the bands and the propagation will be rewarding, as even the sun is cooperating this year. Don't forget that once the dismantling and packing up of all the equipment has been completed at the end of the contest, the most important part is to be finished. Yes, you must submit your station's log. This has two major purposes. One, it informs me of your activities on air and enables me to score your entry. As importantly, it confirms the contacts you have had with other stations and verifies their logs. So even if your log is only small, it does verify the contacts you had with those other stations. Best of luck for the contest and don't forget to submit your log. Thank you.
Thanks, Dennis. VK4AE. IAAUHF World Championship July 13-14. Trans-Tasman Low Band Contest July 21st. August 17, 18, 2024, Remembrance Day Contest. Alara Contest, and this Alara Contest is always held on the last full weekend of August. Remember, Wilds work everyone. OMs work Wilds only. Dix Window to the World. Coming soon. World Autism Awareness Acceptance Week 2024, special about it. April the 1st through 7th, because it's okay to be different. World Autism Awareness Week special event stations include W2A, W2A/KL7, W2A/KH6, GB0AAW, GB5AAW, 4X0AAW, HI8AUT, PA23WAAD, ZR1KFM, and VK2LQ and WE. Italy. Special event station IY9MM is queued up until March 31 to memorialise the experiments conducted by Guglielmo Marconi from the ship Regina Elena in the port of Augusta. QSL IY9MM direct to IT9MRM. Cambodia. QRV is XU7GNY until March 15 on 160-6 metres using CW, SSB and FT8. The XU7GNY QSL route is via DJ6TF. Lesotho, 7P8EI. Lesotho, formerly the Kingdom of Lesotho, is a landlocked country in southern Africa. In fact, it is encircled by South Africa. A large group of Irish hams belonging to the EIDX group have an upcoming expedition to Lesotho from March 20 to the 29th. EI2II, EI2JD, EI3ISB, EI3IXB, EI4HH, EI5GM, EI5GSB, EI6FR, EI8KN, EI9HQ, EI9FBB, DJ9RR, and PA3EWP will be QRV as 7P8EI. They will operate up to 8 stations from 160 metres through 10 metres on CW, SSB and digital. You will be able to QSL 7P8EI via M0OXO's online QSL request system. Republic of North Macedonia. Z36T is on the wireless until March 25, and you QSL Z36T direct to DJ0LZ. Romania. Special call signs including YR95AR, YR95CC, YR95CH, and YR95IN are amongst the call signs active until the 31st of May. The operators are celebrating the 95th anniversary of the first amateur radio association in Romania's Arad County. This is being organised by CS Radio Club Admira. See QRZ.com for QSL details. Finally, this week I have some beacon news. The RSGB's Propagation Studies Committee has released a new HF beacon list, with the 10-meter band listings completely revamped. The old list, which was started by Martin Harrison, G3 USF Silent Key, has been added to over the years, but was getting out of date. The only way to make it more accurate was to start again. The Propagation Studies Committee made use of the reverse beacon network, which wasn't available when the list was originally created, plus listeners' contributions from around the world. The new beacon list can be found at rsgb.org/beacons. And yes, it's raining again in Ingham. For VK1WIA National News, I'm Felix, VK4FUQ.
From here, there and everywhere, you've tuned to the Wireless Institute of Australia's National News Service. We are VK1WIA. Now, special interest group news with Bruce, VK3FFF.
And a very good day to you. Worldwide special interest groups, astronomy and wireless weather. And dare I say this, is the WIA news, the news that eclipses them all. The results from HAMSI's first Festivals of Eclipse Ionospheric Science event have been released. Held during the October 14th, 2023 North American annular solar eclipse, the challenge was designed to recognise operators of digital mode stations who contribute valuable data to ionospheric research. Receiving stations uploaded their records to sites such as whispernet.org and reversebeaconnet.
Transmitting stations were received by stations worldwide who uploaded their results to the same databases, creating records of the transmitting station's activities. The next event will be held on April 8, 2024, during the North American total solar eclipse. Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Summits on the Air, Worldwide Flora Fauna Program, Parks on the Air, and other adventure groups. Marty, VK4KC, joins us on behalf of Parkfest.
The Parkfest Organising Committee is pleased to promote the third annual Parkfest, which will be held on the 4th and 5th of May 2024. Parkfest is where ham radio operators who enjoy portable operations in designated parks and forests come together at a regional location where there is a concentration of such parks. This year, Parkfest will be held in two locations, Bundaberg, Queensland, and Dorrigo, New South Wales. The 4th and 5th of May is also the weekend of the WIA Annual General Meeting and the Bundaberg Amateur Radio Club Hamfest. So for those heading up to Bundaberg, you may want to participate in both events and activate a few parks in the region when you have some free time. For the diehard activators, there is over 20 parks and forests within a one-hour drive from Bundaberg. The second location is Dorrigo, located west of Coffs Harbour. This region also has over 30 parks and forests nearby, including a few mountain peaks for soda activators. All are welcome to attend, and if you want to get started in park activation programs such as POTA and WWFF, what a great opportunity to get your feet wet. For more information, including accommodation options, please take note of these contacts. For Dorrigo, contact Alan McDonald, VK1 Alpha Oscar. And for Bundaberg, please contact myself, Marty Nelson, VK4 Kilo Charlie. Our contact details are listed at qrz.com. Alternatively, you can join the Facebook group called Bundaberg and Dorrigo Parkfest. And remember, park activators need park hunters, so those operating from home as hunters are essential, and we would love to have more involved. Go to websites parksandpeaks.org and poda.app to see a list of current and upcoming activations. I'm Marty, VK4KC, on behalf of the Parkfest Organising Committee.
Worldwide Special Interest Group News, Final Frontier. Troubles with the first US-built lunar lander in 50 years have not kept the spacecraft from staying in touch. Builders of the private moon lander that made its historic touchdown on the 22nd of February said the spacecraft is successfully sending and receiving communications despite having tipped over during its final descent near the moon's south pole. Flight engineers have told the company that Odysseus is now resting on its side, propped up on a rock, but that the mission is not imperiled. Intuitive Machines of Houston, Texas, has given assurances that five of the six NASA payloads designed to conduct experiments are on sections of Odysseus that can send and receive communications. These NASA payloads will collect space weather and lunar surface information, as well as conduct demonstrations of communication and navigation. The lander is the first US-built spacecraft to land on the moon in five decades. The International Space Station took more than a quarter century, 42 space launches, and $150 billion to build. Now, Voyager Space is cooperating with multiple companies and space agencies, including Europe's Airbus, Northrop Grumman, and intriguingly, Hilton Hotels, to build a Starlab commercial space station to replace the aging ISS. The Starlab space station team announced that it had hired SpaceX to launch its entire Starlab space station to low Earth orbit in a single mission, prior to the decommissioning of the ISS. Furthermore, according to the companies, Starlab will be fully outfitted on the ground and ready to permanently host four crew members in low Earth orbit to conduct microgravity research and advanced scientific discovery. Noir Mortier Island, IOTA number EU064, TM4J. F4DXV Jerome and EA4NF Philippe announced that they will be activating Noir Moitié Island from April 1st to 4th with the special call sign TM4J. In an exciting initiative, they are preparing for an exceptional expedition to the island, and this experienced team will devote themselves entirely to exploring satellite possibilities, offering a unique opportunity to radio enthusiasts the world over. The international expedition will focus entirely on the LEO, GEO, and MEO Green Cube IO-117 satellites, with a variety of modes and operators. Jerome and Philippe, experts in the field of portable satellite communications, will provide 24-hour coverage over several days, offering an unrivaled experience from this picturesque island in the Vendée. This international de-expedition is the first 100% satellite from this French island, EU-064. Worldwide special interest groups, radio amateur young timers, YOTA, youngsters on the air, Alec.
Astronauts and air balloons, hello everyone. As you know, I'm Alec, VK2MV. Paula Labonte, writing in Canada's Seaway News, told how late February 8AAT coordinated a number of local schools. This included Blue Sky Academy and Lagan Elementary School in Ontario with Carlton Aerospace Astrophysics Radio Club. Together, they participated in Canadian Space Agency astronaut David St. Jacques' virtual presentation. 8AAT is a student-operated business that aims to educate and empower students as future innovators in science, technology, engineering, mathematics, and STEM. Their executive is an amateur radio community and STEM supporter who possesses both academic and private industry experience. In another ongoing project, North Dundas High School and three other high schools in Ontario, plus one in Quebec City, are participating in an academic STEM CubeSat project. Students will spend 4 to 8 months designing, building, testing, and then employing a CubeSat satellite model on a high-altitude balloon around 30 kilometers in the air. The students' scientific experiments on board the CubeSat will be collected when the CubeSat returns to Earth, and the data will be sent for a research publication. Now back to you, Bruce.
Thanks, Alec. Now, special interest groups, Rescue Radio. FCC Chairwoman Jessica Rosenworcel has announced she will submit a proposal to add a new Missing and Endangered Persons alert code to the nation's emergency alert system. The alert, similar to an Amber Alert to help locate missing children, would notify the public over television and radio about missing and endangered persons. She said, law enforcement agencies successfully use Amber Alerts to help mobilise public attention and recover abducted children, but we do not have a similar code in the emergency alert system dedicated to sounding the alarm over other missing and endangered persons, particularly the thousands of missing Native and Indigenous women who have disappeared from their homes, never to be seen again. Chairwoman Rosenworcel also said creating a new missing and endangered persons alert category can close this gap, help ensure no person who is missing and in danger is left behind, and save lives. The chairwoman plans a vote on it at the agency's March 14th meeting. I'm Bruce, VK3FFF from sunny Bendigo.
2024, it's a date and clubs are welcome to email, text with audio for this section. Details of all WIA-affiliated clubs and societies can be found on wia.org.au, including email addresses and website links. We'll just have a quick look at March and April. March 15, Barrick.
Hi, I'm Graham, VK3GRK from sunny Bendigo. Bendigo Amateur Radio and Electronics Club invites you to our March meeting in Castlemaine, where Richard Hosking, VK3BFX, will provide us with an interesting presentation on the principles of microprocessors. Richard will show us how to get started using the Arduino platform. The evening starts at 7:30 p.m. Friday, March 15th at the First Castlemaine Scout Hall, 16 Reckleburn Street, Castlemaine. A gold coin donation will be appreciated and a light supper will be provided. The presentation will be available live via Zoom, subject to local internet performance. See the text version of the broadcast for the Zoom details. The presentation will be made available at a later date on the Barrick YouTube channel.
Thanks, Graham. And April 6, Redfest happens, Redcliffe and Districts Amateur Radio Club. That's in VK4. Now till next we meet, I'm Graham, VK4BB. Walk softly.
From Australia, this has been the Wireless Institute of Australia with the weekly news service. This broadcast is in text, audio and video and is accessed on wia.org.au.